In wireless communication, the radio channel is dispersive. That is, channels at different frequencies are attenuated and delayed differently. Some digital modulation methods are more suitable for the wireless channel than others. In narrow band transmission, the transmit bandwidth is relatively small, and the radio channel can be assumed to be fairly constant for all signal frequencies. This avoids that inter-symbol interference can degrade the transmission reliability. But on the other hand, the entire signal can vanish in a fade. Now, if the antenna is moving, the channel will come out of the fade, typically after motion of about half a wavelength. Thus, fading is not so much a problem for cellular phones used in a car, but in a wireless local area network, one may, by accident, put the antenna in a bad spot, and the fade will last forever. The signal will never come out of the fade. With wideband transmission, the situation is different. The transmission bandwidth is so large that the channel is no longer constant for all transmit frequencies. Frequency selective fading occurs, and if we think in time domain, inter-symbol interference will happen. The signal is unlikely to be lost entirely in a fade. Some frequencies will propagate well over the channel, but ISI occurs. Various solutions exist to ensure reliable communication over such a channel, for instance, equalization. And this method typically boosts the signal where it is heavily attenuated on the channel, and the problem is the noise enhancement that is associated with it, but the inter-symbol interference is reduced. Then we have code division multiple access, particularly direct sequence CDMA, which allows the receiver to separate and to resolve signals transmitted over individually delayed path, and thereby we can avoid the cancellation effect of differently delayed signals. We have frequently hopping, that is rapidly changing the carrier frequency, which also avoids that the signal continues to be in a deep fade. Another technique is OFDM, where we have multiple bit streams which are transmitted in parallel, and each one bit stream is of narrowband nature, that is, each individual signal stream does not experience inter-symbol interference, but some of the individual streams may be in a deep fade and may be relatively weak. And typically coding is used to avoid problems on those subchannels which are received with a lot of attenuation. A relatively new solution is orthogonal multi-carrier CDMA. It's a combination of direct sequence CDMA and OFDM. First, a direct sequence CDMA signal is generated, which is transmitted parallel over different subcarriers.